Yeah, all right, so we were just in the middle of the, basically it was a three-way machlokas tanaim, right? So Rabbi Yehuda, at various points, we thought was saying that l'chatchila, and here again it was presumed to be a din klali, right? Eitan, so we're dealing with kriyat shema, as one possibility, birkas hamazon, and then the derabanan is the birkas hamitzvah, kriyas hamigillah, so we were going to say audible, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was l'chatchila, you didn't need to hear it across the board. We wondered, like, well, why exactly would we look to Shema? Remember, that was Tosus's issue. Why would we look to Shema as the template? Shema is Xeris Akasiv. You know, Shema, Hashmei Allah, Z'nechal Masha, Tamvotzi Mipicha. So that was, one perspective. All the way on the other end of the spectrum, you know, we had Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi said, Lo Yatza, that it was absolutely required. I mean, kind of make a binyan out from Shema. And then we had Rav Meir, Al Vavecha, Achar Kavana Salev, Hein Hein, Hadzivarim. So in the end, we resolved, okay, so maybe that's the way to present the machlokas, that Rabbi Meir is the only shita that holds was l'chatchila. Remember, we went back and forth three separate times. And Rabbi Yehuda, was it Hadidei Hadirabe? We ended up concluding that Rabbi Yehuda says l'chatchila in, but darais alone. In other words, l'chatchila, the audibility requirement is a factor. But b'dieved, it's not as going to be le'ikuva. Okay, so Amrav Yosef, this is where we left off. Machlokes v'kriyat shema v'bashar mitzvahs divrei hakol lo yatza d'chziv hasket u'shma Yisrael. So that sounds a little bit strange, right? Because you would think that if anything, you know, Shema Yisrael would indicate that the kriyat shema is the, you know, most urgent requirement. So the idea that shar mitzvahs lo yatza, it strikes us as a little bit surprising, and we're not alone, because that is exactly what the Gemara says. With the specter of Hashmeya Laoznacha Masha Tambotsi Bipicha. Aval b'shar mitzvos divrei hakol yotza. But everybody's going to agree that at least b'di'eved, when it comes to things like hatorim yitrom, chatchila, aval tarim yotza, v'aksiv haskeis u'shma Yisrael, ha'hu b'divrei Torah ksiv. That is a reference to the way that we should study Torah. So if you take a look over at Rashi, ha'hu haskeis u'shma b'divrei Torah ksiv, k'termine perka roa, Kittitu atzmechem al divrei Torah. So the Gemara and Brachos and Samach Gimel Amud Beis has two drashos that I wanted to show you inside on that basis. This is just the simple reality of Talmud Torah. It's an expression when I was your age. It's not all strawberries and yogurt. They don't have that one anymore, right? Okay, it's too bad. So the Gemara says, this is, let's say, parallel to where in the Masoras HaShas, you will see Bamidbar, Yeshayahu, Avodah Zarah, Mishnah. It's right around there. Davar Acher Haskes, Ushma Yisrael, Kittetu Atzucham al Divrei Torah, Kedamar Reish Lakish, Damar Reish Lakish, Minayin Shein Divrei Torah, Mizkaimin Al-Mishnah, Mimis Atzmo Aleihen, Shenemar, Zos HaTorah, Adam, Ki Yamus Ba'ohel. Not literally that he's going to die, but Adam Kiyamas Boel, that it requires what you guys are doing right now, you know, seeking out the extra opportunities, seeking out Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Shacharis, Ve'arvis, Devaracher, Haskes, Ushma Yisrael, Has, Ve'acharkach Katet, Kedirava, this is a very important statement of Rava, and the Gemara Vodazar Dafya Tess, right next to the line, where it says, Enadam Lomid Al Makam Shalibo Chafetz. So this is always what I like to call the countervailing point. The Amar Rava li olam yilmod adam Torah ve'achar kach yaga. A person should try to develop a mastery of certain bekiyas. That's why yediyas are so important at a young age. And then, you know, you can contemplate them and you can make the connections. There's Chazal had an intuition. They hadn't done the brain mapping, you know, but Chazal had an intuition that there was a natural development of the human brain. So when you're very young, even much younger than you guys are now, your brain is very, very good at assimilating large amounts of information. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, is that we can remember things very, 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 very well, as opposed to at a young age. That's why if you take a little child and you put them in a totally new environment, all of a sudden they're learning new languages very quickly. You'd see this. It's an amazing thing. When their parents will take years, if they ever learn it at all, they'll be accented, different things like that. So When it comes to Torah, it's the same way. But then what happens is the adult mind is much more capable than the young mind of analysis. So, you know, a person should think about their career at Talmud Torah that way. It's very important. You know, the kids can learn a huge amount of information. And then, like, once it's, you know, entered into the system, once that data is in there, then they're able to, you know, move it around and analyze it, you know, make comparisons, etc. So, again, that's what the line of the Gemara meant of Hahu Ridivei Torah Ksiv. Okay, so what about Kara Velo Dikdik Bosio Yesel Amar Tavi Amar Rabbi Yoshia Halacha Kedivrei Shneim Lahakel? So we paskin again, like both days lakula. So Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yossi in terms of the hashmelas nechamasha tamotzi mipicha, and then Rabbi Yossi lakula against the chachamim when Rabbi Yossi said that kara velo diktek beosi osa. Right, nobody says that's optimal, but at minimum one can be yotzei bidi eved. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. Just one station break for Tevi Amr Rabbi Yoshia Amr Tevi Amr Yoshia Maidach Siv Shaloshena Lo Tishavna Shaol Ve'otzer Rechem V'chimayin Yen Shaol Eitzel Rechem El Alom Elchama Rechem Achnes Emotzi Av Shaol Machnes Emotzi Dvarim Kal V'chom Mar Rechem Shemachnisim Bo B'chashoy Motziyin Mi'enu V'kolei Kolos. The child comes out screaming Shaol Shemachnisim Bo B'kolei Kolos when there's, you know, people again are Maspid and Mekone and Enudin Shemotzin Mimenu Bekole Kolos, right, so that people are going to come out of the grave. Mikan Shuva La Omri Min Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. So Tchias HaMesim is Min HaTorah. So the only question is when exactly that's going to take place. And Lashitas HaRambam, it's a little difficult to know exactly how it fits into the scheme. It's definitely one of the Ikari Amunah, but Tchias HaMesim is much harder to understand than either Olam Haba. Let's say a person's nefesh goes to Olam Haba, so that is the ultimate Hana. There'd be no reason to go anywhere else, right? Tzadikim Yoshim Natar Sen Beroshehen Nehen in Miziv Hashchina. Yimosa Mashiach, we understand, it's very much in this world, right? It could be in 2019, it could be 2020, when all it means is that conditions will be much better for our Talmud Torah, and that we'll be living in Eretz Yisrael, there will be a Beis HaMikdash, but, you know, there's going to be no flying saucers. It doesn't mean that, you know, whatever these cultic figures like Bezos and Zuckerberg, they don't have to have, you know, I don't know, flying iPads or whatever it is that they're hoping for. So that's all, you know, Ba'olam Hazeh. Where Tchias HaMesim fits into the picture is not exactly clear. The Rambam himself says he's not exactly sure what it is, but here you have it. Chiyas Hamesim Minat Torah. Last year we learned Hachelak, so we saw many drashas. Tani Rabbi Hoshaya Kami Deravo Chsavtem Hakol Bechsav Afilu Tzavo. So that when you write the parashios of Shema, they go into the tefillin, they go into the mezuzah, it even includes the verbs like Ukshartam Leosaya Dechavayot Tavos Benecho Sotam Amazos Besach Visharecha Samechet Anachamani Rabbi Hudahi De Amar Gabi Sota Alof Alos Kosev Tzavos Eno Kosev. So you went to Parshav Sota, you don't like write it in such a style that you're giving a play by play on what the Kohen should do. Vishbia Kohen Esaisha, etc. You don't write any of that stuff, right? You just actually write the Allah itself. In other words, you come down on this issue is Yitain Hashem Voscha. Yitain Hashem Osach, rather the Allah ulishbu'a. So that's the only thing that you write. So after time the Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dechsev V'chasa, time the Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Alos. No, it's just the din in Sota. You don't need a comparison from anywhere else. The reason that Sota is the Alos is because V'chasa V'es Alos Ha'ela. Umacha El Me Amarim Alos In Tzava Oslaus. It's Rechzak Adach Adivina Nelev Ksiva Ksiva Mehasam Ahasam Alos In Tzava Oslo. So Avhochan Ami Tzava Oslo. So Kasav Rachmana Uchsavte Mafilu Tzavos. Very strange Havamina that we would learn from Megillah Sota, so to speak, that what goes in your tefillin, what goes in your mezuzah. So Tzarechin, for you guys to try to figure out why exactly the Gemara felt there was a Havamina that we would learn from the world of Sota to what should be the parashios of our tefillin and the parashios in our mezuzah. It's just a very strange, well, why would you think conceptually that Sota should have any impact on and that you would need a special miyut, gzeras hakasav, to be mimayit. Ah, so here, you know, you include the tzavos, as opposed to over there, where all you include is the alos. Okay.
What are tzavos and alos?
So tzavos means all the verbs. Ukshartam leosayedecha, ukhsavtam amizos beisecha v'isharecha, right? The action terms, where there in the Parshas Naso, when the Sota is described, so there's like all kinds of choreography that goes on. So the Kohen is supposed to be Mashbiya, the woman. So you leave out all that part. You just write the Allah. Again, according to Rashi over here, it comes down to just literally five words. Yitein Hashem Osach L'Allah V'Lishvua. And you know, and then he erases that into the water. There's a shame Hashem.
Well, the Sota is just a violation of the sacred text. So just saying the sacred text is not a negative statement.
Yeah, so it could be that, right? Sota is like the paradigmatic act of infidelity. You know, right? B'shtei balo sakasim right? It's a rejection of a kadosh baruch hu limol ma'al be'isha, and also her husband, and you know, tefillin and mezuzah is about fidelity. So you know, I definitely had those thoughts too. I'm not, you know, I don't know. Next year, I'm thinking that maybe it's like I'm really struggling with this weather. Bikias, maybe we should learn Sota instead of Psachim. Meaning we'll learn Psachim, of course, B'Iyun. But the question is, you know, so maybe we'll just have to leave this issue. You know, B'Tzarichian, Ephraim will, you know, beam you in. So Tani Ravadia. Kame de Rava, right, how we could do that. The Imatem Shetheli Mudchatam. Right, it should be perfect. In other words, there shouldn't be any of this imperfection. Tam from the language of Tamim shouldn't be a Kriyas Balmum. Shitain Revach Ben Hadvakim. Ani Rava Basre Kigon. Al Levavecha. Al Levavchem. Bechol Vavecha. Bechol Vavchem. Esev. Sarcha. Vavatem. Mehera. Hakanav Petil. Eschem Me'aret. So we saw according to the Rambam yesterday, that was one of my diukim, that the Rambam meant all three parshios when it came to the din of
Arai,
right? Kesef Mishnah still can't believe it. Still today, he's still in denial. So Amr B'cham, Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kher, Kriya Shema Medaktik, Vos Yosef, Mitzanin and Lo Gehenim. Even if all you do is read Kriya Shema very carefully and you live a very ignominious life, at least they'll turn down the temperature. Guess it's something, right? You could have hoped for more, I guess. But okay. So mitzan le gehenim shenem refresh adem lachim batishlag bitzalmon al tikri refresh ala bifareish al tikri bitzalmon ala bitzalmaves. So Bali Tosos, in all seriousness, add a few things to Rashi. So Rashi again stressed the you know the tevos which are medubako zay itzolzeh. So Rashi says also Lahat is Zion Shall Tizkiru Shalo Yishmashin Tiskiru Laman Shayelanu Schar Mitzvah Vainala Sosal Mnas Lakabel Pras. More on that a little bit later. Amr Bakabi Rachanina Lam Nismachu Ohalim Nachalim Smachlokas between Rashi and Tesvos, which Ohalim and which Nachalim we're talking about. Matobu Olacha Yaakov, according to Tosos and Kinechayun Nitayu Kigano Salinahar. Rashi says it's Kahalim Nata Hashem, Karizim Alimayim, Dirsev Kinichalim, Nitayo Kiganos Alinar, Kalim Nata Hashem, Alom Melacha, Manichalim Alinessa Adam, Itum Latara. So there are two ways that a person can become Tara, who's Tamit. What are those two ways? There's Mikveh, right? Ach Ma'ayan, Ubor Mikveh Mayim. So what we call a Mikveh is Bor Mikveh Mayim, the other one is a ma'ayan. So every ma'ayan is always mitahir. A mikvah is mitahir, except in two cases. The Torah specifies you need ma'ayim chayim. Which two cases do you need ma'ayim chayim midaraisa?
Paraduma.
Beautiful, Ben Zion. Ma'ayim chayim el keli.
Tekeli.
Zavs. It's a big question whether a zava would need a ma'ayan. We don't assume that a zava needs a ma'ayan, and that's important because La halacha, halacha l'maisa today, every woman who's considered a nida also has a din of a zava, so you could destroy all the mikvahs, you know. So, you know, it wouldn't help, right? So instead of, you know, thank God serving the community tirelessly, nobody would be out there foraging in the woods for a mayan. Ben Zion, I think, would probably be drafted to help in some fashion. You know, there'd be... You know, there'd be a whole different set of complaints. Thank God we don't need a Mayan for that. But for Zav and for Paraduma, so you do need a Mayan. Okay, so that's what they're talking about here. What are you talking about? The Nechalim, Malan, and Sa'ad, and Tumulatara. What's the Gemara talking about? The Nechalim is talking about a Mayan. It's talking about a stream. Okay, that's very important. So the Gemara then says, "Hakorei lemafreya lo yatsa." Reb Ami, Reb Asi, Avulka Katrin. Get on to the Reb Lazar. It's one of my favorite scenes in Brachos. So they're fixing his chuppah. So they're making sure his chuppah. So they say, "Hey, let's go find something to do." Hey, you know, you never knew. Actually, somebody came along. The caterer finished making the chuppah. So they left their post. I hope he wasn't counting on them to actually finish the chuppah. You have no idea where you made the mistake, so you have to go back to the beginning. To the beginning of that perek. That's what the Bach points out. Bain Perak the Perak Yachsu the Perak Rishon. We'll see there's a machokis between the Ram and the other Rishon who had to interpret that. Bain Ksiva Lusiva, you notice the pasuk that appears twice in Kriyat Shmaus, Uch Savtam, Amzuzos Besach of Isharecha. So you should go back to the first one. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shanu Allah, Shelo Pasach Man Yerba Yemechem. Pasach Man Yerba Yemechem, Sirche Nakad Vasi. What does it mean, Sirche Nakad Vasi?
You solve your own
story. Right, sort of like half asleep, and so the man Yerba Yemechem, and you would say, well, where was I in the Kriyat Shema? Right, so again, hopefully you had Kavana for the first Pasuk. You know the Kavana for the first Pasuk, so that's already you have to repeat the Shema, because I remember that's Muskam, that's the Daraisa. But if you had Kavana for the first Pasuk, we're not sending you back. But Sirchei Nakad Va'asi means now that you said the man Yerba Yemechem, so we figure you're actually in the second parak. Asav Amr Lahu, Amr Lay, Ilu Lobanu El Lishma Davarzeh Dayenu. So they said, you know, this is all worth it, this little, break from, hopefully it was just a break, from Koshin Lochopa Lahasi Oisha. They said this was worth it just for this. Okay, hopefully the wedding went off without any further glitches. So the Mishnah says, Amnu Kamir Roshe Yilana Verosha Nidbach. A Nidbach is a wall, it's a high wall, where theoretically a person could fall. Okay, Mashen and Rishayin Lasas came with Tfila, because Tfila Rashi says is Tzlusa Rachamehi Ubayichavana, and you have Biasusa, it's this week's Parsha. Who had Biasusa in this week's Parsha? The Gemara talks about Rivka, the Biasusa de Gemala, right? Right, so again, Pshat and the Pasuk, she was so overwhelmed by Yitzchak, right? But it's high. It's apparently scary to you. I have never done a camel ride in Israel, but apparently it could be scary. Apparently it's pretty high. They're pretty tall.
They're very tall. Yeah.
So, Biasusa de Gemale. So, being on the Nidbach can be a little bit scary also. Mashin and Rishayin Lasas came Bitzvila because a person is Mistifi Dilma Nafli. Maybe he's going to fall. Chasan Pater Mikriyash Malayla Rishonad Motzoi Shabbos. Remember the Rambam says ad velo ad bichlal. Most of the Rishonim say ad ve ad bichlal. You get the 4-hour window. In los hamaisa, maisa regam leil shenasi yishu karolai la Rishonim lo tamidav. Nimad etanu rabbeinu shachasan patim bikriyah shmarmer lahem. Eini shomei lachem levatali meni shemalchus shamayim afilu shachas. Who was disgusted? Regam leil felt that in his case he just couldn't bear it. It was like just like not washing for him in avelos istinis because it's tzar. So to be mevatel from Kriyat Shema, so that's also a tzar for Rav Gamliel. So that, that is the din in the Mishnah. So let's just fill in two tosos in before, because we're not going to get into I was hoping to get it a little bit further than the Gemara, but it's fine, as long as we finish the parak by the Thanksgiving break. So Tosa says that Kari Shema Vira Yodeh Leichanta Achoz Lareish Perish Vitam Shena Yodeh Meichanta Aval Ma Yodeh Meichanta Shedileg Teva Od Pasuk. So Tosa states the obvious here. Eino Tzarech Lachzor Ala Meoso Pasuk Ve'elach Ve'chein Ve'halel U'megillah. So we assume that there is a din of Kriya in Halacha. There's Kriya Shema, there's Kriya Sahalel. Right, we even say the Bracha, not the Svardim, say Ligmar. We say the Kroas Halel. So U'megillah, Amikra, Megillah. So if you know where you made a mistake, so you don't have to go back to the beginning. You just go back to wherever the mistake was and you read it from there. What you can't do is then go back and just read that pasuk and then continue on 3 prakim later after you realize there's a mistake. Maisa bring Lil Shanasi Shukari Kriash Ramalana Vishona. Lav Maisa Lister heard the Kamashulanim Godal Hu Boteach Ratso Shiyuchalis Gavin Vihu Roy Litol Sashem Harishos Viyada. Right? So again, the Baliatosis that we know later on. So they paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel against the Tanakhama, so there's no steer, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Lo kol mi shirotza lito as Hashem yito. But a Rabbi Gamliel, they have an absolute right to be, it's not an act of Yorah, if you're the Nasi Of the Sanhedrin. Okay, so I don't want to mess with it. The first bell already rang, so maybe we'll hold it up here, and I'll leave you guys to reflect on the Sota Kriyat Shema connection, why you would think to make a binyan of only from the world of Sota to the world of Kriyat Shema. Okay, so.